We will begin our candidate forum with the Cooperative Light and Power candidates for the Board of Directors this morning. And first, in this right here in the studio with me, I have Scott Weitenheimer. Thank you so much for being here, Scott.
Well, thank you, Katya, and also thanks to KTWH for giving all the candidates an opportunity to speak to not only our members, but other people in the Two Harbors community, just to get more informed, be more aware of what the co-op is like.
Absolutely. And before we ask questions about this upcoming election or your candidacy, you are currently a board member, and there are other important actions that members can take regarding the bylaws. Can you explain that for us?
Yes, we are probably the most important aspect coming up in our annual meeting in April is to vote on the amendments to our Articles of Incorporation and bylaws. And this is really important. This is what basically governs or gives us the roadmap for governing and the operation of the co-op. So it's very important. This is expensive for co-ops to do this voting, this balloting. So we encourage everybody to take advantage of this democratic right that you have. And that's one thing that makes co-ops stand out from other organizations. It is the democratic process that is inherent to the co-ops. Now, each of our members was mailed a copy of the proposed changes, the amendments. It looks intimidating. You might be kind of freaked out when you first see it. But most of the changes involve verbiage, modernizing the verbiage or eliminating practice and stuff that in our modern day just don't make any sense. When you go through it, read the footnotes. It's important to read the footnotes. You get a better idea of an explanation of what's happened. The other thing is that in our March newsletter, our CEO, Joel Janorski, he wrote a brief article and kind of an overview of it and some of the main points of these changes. So I would suggest reading that first and then go through the proposed changes. And just for a real quick run-through, one of the most important items is that we're looking to change the voting. We're able to utilize electronic voting for our annual meeting. This will allow people to participate in the annual meeting without actually having to attend it. Another factor or another item is the director nomination process. Due to the changes we're making with electronic voting and for the annual meeting, the existing nomination process wouldn't work out right, and it was kind of clunky and inefficient. Another item, we're incorporating modern technology into some of the things that the board itself can do. There's no reference to that in our existing bylaws. Another important change would be to allow the district populations to be reviewed every 6 years. And so we had an imbalance, the number of members of the different districts here before our redistricting took place, and this is to monitor that every 6 years to be reviewed, and if changes have to be made at that time.
Great. I don't want to cut you off, Scott, but we have to get to our candidate business. But
sure.
It sounds like everyone, you've given them a flavor, and they can go and read this themselves to understand all the points that
right.
will be voted on.
And they can vote by mail or in person at the annual meeting.
Wonderful. Thank you. All right. Well, let's get on with the election business. You are up for re-election, and this is in District 2. And let's just start by, I'll ask you just, you know, who are you? How did you come to be interested in serving as a board member for Co-op Light and Power?
Okay. Real quickly, I was born out in Otter Tail County, went to school and graduated from Fergus Falls High School and Fergus Falls Junior College at the time. Went out to the University of Idaho, got my degree in geological engineering. When I returned, I went to work for the Minnesota DNR Minerals Division, the Reclamation Unit. I've also worked for a consulting firm based out of Duluth and also Lake County Highway Department. We moved here in 1993, and probably a lot of people remember we also had a strawberry farm for a while there. I'm completing my third term as on the board. How I got on the board, Stan Nelson was the incumbent director at that time, and at one of the meetings, he mentioned he was encouraging people to get involved in the co-op, additional people. And so when it came up time for the election for District 2, I decided that I'd like to give it a try. My background, I grew up in rural Otter Tail County, so my parents are members of both Lake Region Electrical Co-op and Park Region Telephone Co-op, so I was familiar with cooperatives. And my technical background, I thought would probably be beneficial, would be something of a positive thing for CLP. I could make some valuable contributions.
All right. And what do you believe are the key responsibilities of a board member?
There's a lot of, let's put it this way, we get training as directors, and many of those things regarding the board are spelled out. The three primary or basic responsibilities of the board as a whole is to act as trustees on behalf of the members, ensure that sound management of the co-op, and plan for the co-op's future. And there's things that are, it's not so much the emphasis is on the director himself, because an individual director has very little power. It's the board as a whole. When all the directors work together as a board, that's what gives it the power that it has. So we have, different responsibilities as a board. We only hire the CEO, the attorney, and the auditor. We approve policies. We approve organization missions, plans, and budgets. Authorize borrowing of funds. Fiduciary duties is very strongly emphasized in our training and follow-up meetings that we have with like NRECA, MREA. And the fiduciary duty consists of basically three parts, care, loyalty, and obedience. To fulfill the care duty, we are able to request information and data from not only the management or CEO, but also the attorney and auditor. We have to act in the best interests of the co-op, and we have a code of ethics we have to follow. So really, a lot of things are, I would say, they are defined, precisely defined. So you don't have as much freedom and authority as a director as you might originally believe. When you start following all these things down, or all following all these items and stuff and the requirements, you're focusing on oversight for the of the operation, and provide a general direction for the CEO to follow in his management of the co-op.
All right. And what strengths do you feel you in particular bring to this job?
Right now, I think that, as I thought about this, I think the primary thing is my experience. I'm completing my third term. That's 9 years. And I remember the CEO that was of CLP that when I first got on the board, he said, after three terms, then you've paid back the co-op, their investment in time and money with you. Mm. Now I've done that. And with all I've learned, the experience I've gained, the knowledge, the wisdom, I'm willing to, I'd like to continue. I have a lot, with all I've learned, I can be a much more effective director, as well as provide a lot of good insight as we move into the future, as we face the challenges that really are, it's quite amazing how quickly things have changed in my 9 years as a director, and it looks like the coming year is going to be filled with just as much change.
All right, I'm speaking with Scott Beitenheimer. He is candidate for District 2 Co-op Light and Power Board of Directors. Thank you so much, Scott, for coming to the radio. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you, Katya. And I just want to also just quickly say, we have a very strong and effective co-op, and it's due to our CEO and the staff there. We got to give out, you can't give them enough credit for the success of our co-op.
Wonderful. All right. Thanks so much. All right. That was Scott Beitenheimer.